I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. We are in a national emergency, actually more than two dozen of them. Serious. I'm not talking about Donald Trump declaring a national emergency to get his border wall built. Trump said today he's not going to do that immediately. He will leave it to Congress. But here's something you might not realize. We took a tally, and there are currently 31 national emergencies still active. President Trump declared three of them. Before that, Barack Obama put nine in place. The oldest active one goes back to Jimmy Carter. So how does a national emergency actually work? Is it an exclusive power of the presidency, or does Congress have a say? Andrew Boyle is with the Brennan Center for Justice at New York University School of Law.
Unfortunately, Congress does not have to be involved in continuing declarations of national emergency. The president is required to renew national emergencies every year or they automatically expire.
Yeah, you say unfortunately Congress isn't involved. Why do you think that's unfortunate?
My view and the view of the Brennan Center is that over the years, the Congress has not done its work that it needs to do in order to ensure that it operates sufficient oversight of the president's ability to declare a national emergency and to use emergency powers. One fix to that would be to set up a regime, for example, where the president is allowed to initially declare a national emergency, and then it's incumbent on Congress to renew those national emergencies after a certain amount of time.
Yeah, so there are a number, I mean, close to over 30 national emergencies that are still in effect. So what does that mean? Are they all ongoing and still active? And if they're not, why was the original declaration not rescinded?
Yeah. So since the National Emergencies Act took effect in 1978, there have been a large number of national emergencies declared. And as you noted, 31 of them are still in effect. Some of them have been rescinded since that time. And they are essentially renewed every year. The longest running one is since 1979, has been renewed every year because presidents find the powers that they have under them necessary. And it's easier to just keep renewing the emergencies than to get Congress to pass legislation.
Yeah, that one in 79, that was under Jimmy Carter, blocking Iranian government property.
That's correct.
Yeah, and there are a number of other national emergencies that seem kind of arcane in their detail, like blocking of property of certain persons who have interests in Somalia or Burundi or Libya. I mean, who's paying attention to these?
Well, we would argue not enough people. I think one benefit of the president's threat to use national emergency powers to build his wall is that this has brought to the attention of many more people the potential for abuse that these powers represent.
I've read that there are some experts saying that if he does declare a national emergency to pay for this wall, there's a possibility that it could be appealed or taken to court. Has that ever happened with other declarations of national emergencies that there's been an appeal?
There have been other arguments regarding national emergency powers, because the National Emergencies Act, under its language, actually requires Congress to meet every 6 months to consider whether the emergency should be rescinded or not. And they have never done that. And there was a challenge at one point by someone who was affected by one of these national emergency powers to say that the power was no longer legitimate because the Congress has never met under these provisions. And the court, this was the First Circuit Court of Appeals, essentially said that it was not mandatory that Congress meet. If they want to meet, they can. And in fact, they never have. I think it's clear that there would be litigation that would be brought if the president were to declare a national emergency to try and build his wall.
We're about to meet a journalist on the show, Andrew. He's from Nicaragua and fearing for his safety. He's in exile right now. I mention this because just about 2 months ago, another national emergency was declared involving Nicaragua. How have you come to understand this declaration declared by Trump?
Under a provision called the International Economic Emergency Economic Powers Act, which the president is required to declare a national emergency to use those powers. And in fact, those powers under what is known as IEPA is the most frequent use of powers. And they're used to target individuals around the world that are involved in human rights abuses, et cetera. And many of them are ones that, you know, as an individual, I can say I get behind. The problem arises when emergency powers are used to distort the way that government is supposed to operate. And they are used to try and circumvent, or potentially used to try and circumvent, Congress.
Andrew Boyle with the Brennan Center's Liberty and National Security Program at New York University. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.